You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Parmenio Armando Iglesias from San Antonio, Texas. Parmenio, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're very welcome, sir.
Parmenio, you are a subscriber to the American Free Press newspaper, is that right?
Yes, I've been a subscriber now for a few years, yes, sir.
And you had read an article, I guess, there in June, it came out, about the Disabled American Veterans. Disabled Vets Charity takes care of its leaders while thousands left homeless. And, of course, I was the author of that article. And I am also a member of the Disabled American Veterans, so I have some insight into this. And I want to get into your reaction to that article in a moment in great detail. But before we do, for the benefit of the listeners, can you give them a little bit of background about Parmenio Armando Iglesias? A little bit about your history, where you're from, and what you've done, and your relation to the DAV.
Okay, I came from Cuba here back in 1956, and I joined the Air Force in 1957, and I was discharged from the Air Force in 1963. And at that time, well, I, for some reasons that I cannot explain right now, I met with some people that were members of the DAV, and I talked to them, and I joined the DAV as a member. And then in 1972, I believe, I became a member of the DAV, Disabled American Veteran, that is.
And how old were you when you came over from Cuba?
I was 19 years old. I just turned 19.
When you were 20, you went right into the United States Air Force.
That is correct, yes. I went in the Air Force in April 1957. I had just become 20 years old. April 24, 1957.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, sir, when you read this article, I guess the newspaper got delivered to your home, is that right?
Yes, okay. I got it delivered every week.
How soon after it was delivered did you actually crack it open?
Oh, I usually the same. I read it the same night. I sit in there and I read it the same day. Completed from cover to cover.
And when you got to that article, just give the listeners a little idea of your reaction to it.
Well, I read the article very carefully. I read it again. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, look at this. I told my wife about it. I explained to her. I said, look, here I am. I've been sending for the past 40, 50 years, who knows, money to the DAV, to the Disabled American Veterans as donations. And now to find out that somebody there that was sitting on the desk, at a desk for doing practically nothing, I believe, they call them president or CEO or whatever, gets about over $350,000 a year. And I felt, this is not fair. I mean, where's my money? See, I wish they could send my money back. Mm-hmm. Now, that was my reaction. And I got very upset. About it.
Let me say, I'm sorry that without knowing, I got you upset.
Well, that's all right. I mean, because, you know, I read things and sometimes they upset me.
Yeah, sure, of course. That was in the evening, the day that you got the paper, the evening you read the paper.
Yes, sir.
What happened the next day? Did you do anything about it?
The next day, I cut the article, you know, it was about the size of 8 by 11.5 pages, and I got into my machine here and I made copies of it, and I immediately mailed copies to the DAV headquarters in Cincinnati, Ohio, also in Washington. I also sent copies to the DAV magazine. I also sent a copy to my chapter, which happens to be in Michigan. I'm still a member of a chapter in Michigan, local chapter, and I sent a copy to everybody. Well, that's what I did. Then a few days later, or maybe more than a few days later, I received this letter from headquarters, Disabled American Veterans, explaining me all things about the DAV, how they paid those outrageous amount of money to these people, and giving me comparison with other corporations. And that didn't convince me anything, so what I did, I got that letter, and I put it in another envelope, and I mailed it to you. Mm-hmm. So you see what they have to say about those items.
Right, to the newspaper in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And, of course, the letter, which I have a copy of here, was from the fellow who's in charge, J. Mark Burgess. He's a national adjutant. He took over from Arthur Wilson, who was the person, I guess, in the newspaper that had this guy's photo, because he made in 2011 over $350,000.
That's right.
And just last week, I believe it was, or the week before, the latest, which is 2012, the 2012 IRS Form 990, which details the payments that these people make, was released on the DAV's website, and his income went from $353,519 in 2011. It increased to $360,004.
Well, he even got a pay raise.
Oh, yeah. And that's not counting, a lot of people are speculating about, will be his golden parachute, his retirement package, mm-hmm. because he retired on June 1st. And the fellow who took over for Wilson, Burgess, his income in 2010 was $219,000, in 2011 was $263,000, and in 2012 was $286,000.
Oh, Lord.
So it just keeps going up and up and up.
Yeah,
and,
that's right. And I told my wife, I said, gee, I mean, look, all the donation I send, because they always send me these envelopes for donation, I always send donation to the DAV. And I said, look where my money's gone to. And I wasn't happy about it.
You're not a wealthy man, right?
No, 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 of course not, no, no. Right now I'm on Social Security, okay? And I'm 76 years old, I'm Social Security, and also get a pension from the VA, and that's my income.
You really don't have a lot of discretionary income.
No, I mean, I'm a saver, I'm not a spender, you know. I save money a little bit here and there, you know.
But you don't have money to be throwing away.
Not to the extent that Mr. Wilson makes in a year. I wish I did.
Well, you know how it is, Parmenio. It's the honest people that make the honest money, and usually it's the dishonest people, the fast talkers and the shysters.
And the people who have connections.
That's right.
So you have to have connections to do that.
You copied the article, you sent it out, and you got this letter from the Disabled American Veterans, and the date on that is August 6th. When you read that letter from Burgess, did that allay any of your concerns, or did it seem like he was just making excuses?
No, excuses as usual. And then he made comparisons with other companies and saying, actually, you know, he's telling me, I think in the letter, that they don't pay that much money. The other corporations, other companies pay more.
Could you imagine?
And I said, this is a joke, you know, because of course the guy from General Motors, Ford Motor Company, make more than he does, probably, I don't know for sure, but I know that people like our past vice president, what was his name, Bush vice president.
You mean Cheney?
Cheney, when he quit to become vice president, I read somewhere that they had given him a bonus of $34 million. I said, well, certainly Mr. Cheney makes more money than he does.
Yeah. There's really not too many people in the United States who make more money than the elite over at the Disabled American Veterans. I guess being the heads of a charity, a nonprofit charity, where the money is supposed to be going to the veterans in need, I guess that's something that really angered you, right?
It did. It did, because I say, I had no idea. Never did. All the years that I've been involved with the DAV, I never had any idea how much money these people were paid. I had no idea whatsoever until I read the article.
Are you aware of how many veterans are homeless right now on the streets?
Oh, yes. I see it because I see him in San Antonio. Sometimes I stop at a corner of the, you know, the traffic light, and here comes one, you know, veteran. I'm homeless. I need food and so forth. They ask me there all the time when I go here on the highway, on the Highway 410 right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're outside saying I'm a veteran and, you know, I'm homeless.
Yeah, there's actually almost, at any one time, there's almost 200,000 veterans homeless in this country.
Oh, that's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I think that for any organization, and I'm probably speaking for you and most people, but for any organization who ostensibly is there to help veterans,
right,
for them to take that kind of money probably is an assault and an affront to people such as yourself who are donating money that you really could be using elsewhere.
Oh, sure, of course. Of course. Like I said, look how many years you go back to, and I believe I joined the DAV back in...
50. I think you said 72, right?
Yeah, but in 72 I became a life member. I used to go on a year-to-year basis.
I see.
And then in 72 I became a life member, and I've been a life member since, and I get those envelopes all the time, about 2, 3, or 4 times a year, asking for money, and I send in my donation because, you know, I say, well, the DAV, you know.
Yeah, those days are done. Did you talk to any of your veteran friends about this?
I talked to just one, okay, because I really don't have that many friends here, and they weren't interested at all. They had no interest about it whatsoever.
Mm.
In fact, they don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's common. Where do you sit now as far as the Disabled American Veterans?
Well, right now, since I sent that article, since I read that, I've received about 2 or 3 envelopes asking me for money, and I see them right now that they won't get a nickel from me again.
In the letter that Burgess wrote, he says, I guess right at the end, he says, in closing, I hope this letter has given you a more accurate picture of our responsible use of generous contributions such as yours.
Yeah.
Please know that DAV's employees, veteran members, and devoted volunteers all remain devoted to our mission of fulfilling our promises to the men and women who serve. Then he says here in his last sentence, I respectfully ask that you reconsider your request to be removed from our mailing list. Did you ask him?
I probably did. I don't recall, but I probably did.
They didn't honor that, obviously, because they're still saying...
I guess not. I'm sure if he says that, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I probably did that. I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to admit it.
You will neither confirm nor deny.
I tell you, the truth, I can't remember.
Right.
I sent a copy to my DAV in Michigan. To be honest, I write so many letters and things that sometimes I can't remember.
Did the Michigan chapter...
No.
They didn't reply.
No. The only reply I had was that one.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it to Washington, I sent it to Cincinnati, I sent it to Michigan, and I sent a copy to the DAV magazine itself, which is in Cold Spring, Kentucky, I believe, somewhere.
Yeah, that's where their headquarters are.
And that's the only reply I received.
Mm-hmm. And this matter for you right now is over, it's dead, right?
I did what I did. I sent copies to what I thought they should send in copies to let them know that the people are taking notice, and they wrote back to me, and I don't know what else can I do about it.
If you could speak with the fellow who wrote you the letter, this guy Burgess, who last year took home almost $300,000, if you could say anything to him, what would it be?
I tell you, I wouldn't even want to say now what I would say to him. I would say to him that, you know, that I'm sorry I sent so much money to the DAB throughout the years to find out that he's making so much money. And if it was possible or feasible or that I could send at least half of the money back to me again or something like that. I would say that I was outraged when I read the article anyway. I got really angry and said, look at this, look at this. That was my reaction. But I tell you, in all fairness, I'm going to say something, okay, about the DAV. When I became a member, I met a man by the last name of Cuervo, C-U-E-R-V-O. I forgot his first name. That was a very nice fellow. And he was from Washington, D.C. He was in Orlando, Florida, for some reason, some convention or whatever. And I can even tell you how I met him. I just met him. And then I told the man, I say, that I had just been a member of the AV recently and so forth. And I told him about my case that I had in the Air Force. And he became very angry. He says, I'm going to help you. I'm going back to Washington. I want you to send me copies of those papers, okay, because what they did to you was very wrong. And we don't want to allow that. And believe me, at that time, we're talking about 1969, 70, 71, 72, around that time, the AV did help me out. They did help me out, especially this man in Washington. He took my case and he sent some forms to fill out. I did fill them out, sent them back to him, and things began to roll. And out of that, I got the Veterans Administration gave me 100% disability, and also the Air Force. I have been out already almost 10 years from the Air Force when they threw me out. They gave me a retirement. I only been 5.5 years in the Air Force, and they gave me a retirement by order of the Secretary of the Air Force when they revised my case in the Pentagon, and they saw what they did. Some of the people in the Pentagon, I guess, were sorry or whatever, and they saw this was very wrong what was done to this individual, so they gave me full retirement for what they done to me. That's another matter. This man that did help me from the DAV,
yes.
And from there on, I figured, well, and I did correspond back to them by sending donations after donation because I was grateful to them for what they did to me back in the early 70s.
Yes, that is actually a common thread with people who donate or used to donate to the DAV is that they had a great experience and they wanted to pay back the DAV for what they did for them.
I wanted to pay back. I wanted to pay back what I felt that this man, Mr. Cuervo, did for me. I wish I could see him today and thank him. He really did something for me because he pointed out to me all the wrong things and the criminal activity that the Air Force had against me and my family. He pointed that out to me, and this man, I don't know who he was, and he said, no, we're going to take care of this. This is going to be taken care of. And by golly, he did.
You know, the DAV wasn't always like this. It was actually founded in 1920, but even as early as maybe a decade or two decades ago, there weren't these kind of crazy pay packages. So this is a relatively new occurrence, and the DAV has done a lot of good stuff, and it continues to do a lot of good stuff. It's
they have.
Sure, I think there's a lot of folks who are upset that while there's 200,000 veterans on the street, that these guys could somehow sleep at night knowing that and taking this kind of money, and they're questioning or they're asking, how much do you need? I mean, do you really need $10,000 per week or $5,000 per week? Because these guys right now are taking home between $5,000 and $10,000 per week.
That's something. And they believe that they deserve it, though. That's what they believe in their mind. That's the way things are going today. It's outrageous. Word for that is outrageous.
Parmenio Armando Iglesias, I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners. And thank you for serving your country. And, of course, that was only after being in this country for 1 year. Thank you, Parmenio.
You're welcome.